This is an executive summary of how non-traded rights are valued, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you own a publicly traded right, you always know what it's worth. The market sets a price every second the exchange is open. A non-traded right is different. Because its shares aren't listed on an exchange, there's no continuous market price, so the right's value has to be calculated rather than observed. The standard method is an appraisal-based net asset value, NAV. The sponsor, using independent third-party valuation advisors, periodically appraises the right's properties, adds other assets, subtracts liabilities, and divides by shares outstanding to produce a NAV per share. That NAV becomes the price at which the right issues and redeems shares. It's a sensible approach for an unlisted real estate portfolio, but it has important limitations. NAV is an estimate sensitive to appraisal and cap rate assumptions. Appraisals update slowly, and reported NAV can lag rapid moves in the real market. This guide explains why there's no market price, how the appraisal-based NAV process works, how often valuations happen, the limitations and lags, and what investors should watch. Note that non-traded rights are offered through a broker-dealer to accredited or otherwise suitable investors after a suitability review. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.